Hallelujah. Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the studios of Waves of Glory, and I am your marketplace apostle. I give the Lord praise this morning and magnify his name because he alone is worthy of the glory. He alone is worthy of honor. He alone is worthy of the praise. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a brand new year here in Waves of Glory. I hope, pray, and believe that God has given you the breakthrough already this month of January. And listen, it is already half past January. Isn't that wonderful? The year is moving swiftly, and I'm sure that when the year 2015 ended, that you believe that God had given you a plan for the new year. Many of us in the secular world call it New Year's resolutions, and other people in the business world would say we are now setting our goals for the year 2016. But whatever you call it, it is going to require a plan. I just want to say to you this morning, I'm excited for the brand new year, because this is the year of breakthrough. It is the year of the entrepreneur. It is the year of the woman. There's so many powerful things that are going to go forth in the year 2016, and I will be sharing some of them with you in the platform in the days to come. But right now, I want to talk to you about activating the power to get wealth. For the Word of God lets us know that he has given us the power, the ability to create wealth. Each and every one of us who are in the family of God, who are in the lineage of Abraham by faith through Jesus Christ, has been given the ability to get wealth. Now, many of us are going to miss the boat, and we are not going to acquire any amount of wealth, and that's not going to be God's fault. It's going to be solely due to our own mindset and our lack of planning. Lack of planning. Listen, in the year 2016, it doesn't matter if you're talking about your health, your wealth, or your relationships, moving forward requires a plan. Let me say that again. Moving forward requires a plan. And so we have changed our format here on Waves of Glory. Normally we go 30 minutes, but this year we're going to cut short our different radio broadcasts. We're going to be adding in a few more each week, and then we're going to be cutting them down to 10 or 15 minutes so that we can give you a power-packed 15 minutes worth of information and not keep you long, so that you can move along with the plan of God. And the things that we share with you are not so that you can just tune in, but so that you can tune in and then you can get activated. To activate it means to go into action. So moving forward now requires a plan. We know that one must write the vision and make it plain according to Habakkuk 2 and 2. We've heard it preached over and over again. We probably have even spoken it to others round about us. You may have even spoken it within your own heart. But there are three components to that particular verse, Habakkuk 2 and 2, which says, write the vision, that's the first part. In the same breath, you must also make it plain. Make sure that it's legible. Make sure that someone who is getting ready to read it will be able to understand what it is that you have written. Now, I did some research just briefly into what this particular verse of Scripture is saying. In those days, a particular announcement would be written, or a vision would be written on tree bark that had been layered with wax, so that you could either write a vision in the wax and it not be legible, or you could take your time and be meticulous about the way you were writing it. And then once you had done that, the person who would pick up this piece of bark, who was to run through the cities, reading it aloud, proclaiming it to the people, Oh, my goodness, this is an exciting business principle here that we probably had not tapped into, but when you set a goal, you are to talk about it. You are to tell people about it. I know there is a faction or a group of people who say, don't tell people your dream, because Joseph's brothers threw him in the pit after he told them the dream. But guess what? That was the catalyst to him coming into his destiny. So you may run into a Joseph's brothers, or you may run into a Judas, but nevertheless, they were instrumental in causing the destiny of Joseph and Jesus to come to pass. So this year, 2016, I want you to drop that fear of telling your dream to everybody you see. Tell it everywhere you go. Write it out plain so that if someone picks up your vision statement, they will be able to run with the vision and they can talk about it. They can say, this is what you are doing. They can be clear on it and you can be clear on it. The couriers had to run and they had to read this vision as they were running. If it were written plainly, then they could read it and run at the same time. So this is a principle that I want to also instill with you today, is that when you write your vision, don't just sit, but get up and begin to take action. Because the third part of that verse, Habakkuk 2:2, says, so that all who read it may run, all who see it. That's it. That's what I want to say, that all who see it may run. Listen, there will be those in your circle who will see the vision, and I don't mean just with their natural eye, but they will catch the rhythm and the spirit of the vision, and they will run with you in the vision. That's why you've got to make it plain. You can't be undecided or uncertain or unstable back and forth, either or. You've got to focus on something and make it plain what you're going to do and then begin to announce it wherever you are. Run with it, and then there will be those who will catch it as you go by, and they will begin to run with it as well. So I invite you to join us. If you don't have your vision statement, if you don't have your plan of action settled yet for the year 2016, there's a powerful thing that we are doing here on Waves of Glory with the Marketplace Apostle. What we have done is we've put together a minga. Now, a minga is a South American word for communal work day, which what that means is there's something in the community that needs done. One person has a crisis, and all the people come from villages from miles around. Once the word minga is released into the atmosphere, all of the people who hear the word minga show up in the same place at the same time to work together for one purpose. So we are releasing that word into the atmosphere today. We have constructed a minga coaching program for those of you who want to get the most out of your 2016, that you will join us in a minga. We're going to be working together to bring you into your wealthy place. For those of you who are deciding that you want to do better in your health, you too may join the minga, because the principles are principles of success in whatever area that you choose. Likewise, if you are looking to do better with your relationships, you can also join the minga and find the prophetic coaching and consulting principles that you need to make your relationships the best that they can be in the year 2016. So I'm inviting you to join our minga, which is a program in full swing, so you can get your plan of action in full swing today. Listen, this is just the beginning of the minga process. It's first writing out the vision to make it plain. And we have five training modules in this minga, where first you assess where you are, and the next step is to write the vision. We're going to be doing that this week. I invite you to join our minga by going over to my webpage on my blog, www.com. yourmarketplaceapostle.com. You can sign up for the Minga there. There's also a book that you can get there called Activating the Power to Get Wealth, and it's only $10. You can get that book and work alongside, use it as a workbook alongside of the Minga Project. The most beautiful thing about the Minga Project is it doesn't cost anything, but we do ask you to make a donation of any size to the Marketplace Apostle, and you can make that deposit anytime during the Minga process. This is how you are going to be a blessing to me, but I'm first going to be a blessing to you by sharing the principles of success that the Bible teaches. And listen, all of the success gurus that you see all across the internet, all across the nations of the world, they are using the same processes, the same principles. It's just that they're not giving you chapter and verse, but I'm going to show you that they are using biblical principles for their own success. You, my friend, brother, sister, beloved of God, should be using the same biblical principles for success in life. For Jesus came to give you life, and that more abundantly. So we are talking about how to activate the power to get wealth. Once again, I'm inviting you to go over to the blog, www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. You're going to scroll down and sign up for the Minga. Take the time to read some of our blog posts over there, declarations on how to come into success. God is giving you every tool that you need this year to be a success in life. Your life is about to change. So I want to thank you today for tuning in to Waves of Glory. This is the first day that we are cutting our broadcast down from 30 minutes to 15 minutes so that we can just kind of pop in, give you a good nugget, and pop back out. So in order to activate the power to get wealth today, we're talking about Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision, make it plain, so all who see it may run with it. And so this is the process. You're going to write the vision, then you're going to make it detailed and legible. You're going to clarify, and then you're going to proclaim it so that all who catch it will be able to run with the vision with you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning here on Blog Talk Radio, Waves of Glory. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I do declare this year is the year of your breakthrough. God bless you. I love you. Have a great week.